This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is an entirely non-political event going on in Washington that is going to sound, I warn you, a little geeky, but it is actually going to be really, really important for our online future. It's an auction of the wireless spectrum that mobile companies and media giants are paying top dollar for in the tens of billions of dollars because they are betting big on 5G. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Building a 5G future is like building a stool, says industry analyst Neil Mostyn at Strategy Analytics. You need three legs.
You need fast 5G networks. You need fast devices like you're seeing from Apple. And you need compelling apps, things like TikTok.
Networks for 5G need wireless airwaves, which are now being auctioned off at the FCC. And the bids from mobile giants like Verizon and AT&T are through the roof, totaling $80 billion so far. It's that valuable to them, the wireless equivalent of beachfront property.
If you want to be on the seafront with the best view, you've got to pay for it.
There is concern that the carriers will get financially overstretched, but the 5G mood is mostly optimistic. The new iPhone 12 became the world's best-selling 5G smartphone in just 2 weeks. And smartphone suppliers are raising their revenue outlooks. Because we, the consumers, are gaga for 5G, right?
This is between you and me and your listeners. 5G is not driving anything right now.
Analyst John Strand at Strand Consult says consumers may not know exactly what 5G is, but...
Basically, you say, it's better to be safe than sorry. You feel like an idiot if you don't buy a 5G phone, if you don't have a 5G phone.
Okay, well, whatever the motivation, 5G devices are moving. And by some estimates, 500 million will sell worldwide in 2021. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.